Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the email, the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
I'm just trying to figure this out. So the area code, is that what you need? The zip code?
The zip code.
Okay. It's 94086.
You said 0?
94086.
94086, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Let's see. Could I have that first and last name?
My name is Diana Scuteri.
Let's see.
There were a couple of charges on my card, and I'm just trying to figure out because I don't recognize who you are. Who are you? I don't even know the company this is.
I'm a customer service agent that works at a call center that services over 500 companies. So I was trying to get some information from you to pull up an account to see who's billing you and why.
Oh, okay. I just
And what was that first and last name?
Scuteri. It's S like in Sam. C-U. T like in Tom, E-R-I, and my first name is Diana, D-I-A-N-A.
And you did say your zip code was 94086?
Yes, correct. Well, I don't recognize the phone number or the name of the company even, but there was a charge to my card for $64.49, and the bank said it was, the bank told me it was for a direct marketer. I don't know a direct marketer. I don't know what that is, so I'm trying to figure this out.
Okay. I've tried your name, your zip code. Let's try your phone number. Let's see. 310.
Thank you for helping.
You're welcome. 310-902-6628.
Yes.
Let's try his phone number. I'm going to try it in both of our systems.
Because fraud prevention, they denied the charge, but they said I should call and find out what it is. And then call them back because I don't recognize it. So, and my account got hacked into once, so I'm trying to figure this out.
Making sure it hasn't got in any other fraudulent activity on your account. I've tried your name, your phone number, and your zip code. The last other option I can try is the last four digits of that card and the first six.
I'm sorry, the last four digits and what else?
The last four and the first six.
I don't want to give my information out if I don't know who this is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll try all the other options that I had, and that was the last option for me. I understand what you're saying. I was trying to help you as far as trying to see who was billing you.
I know, sweetie. I appreciate it. I understand. I've been wrong.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're going to do it, but I'm just saying it's online without knowing who it is. It's kind of...
Well, yes,
busy.
Ma'am. You know, well, your card consists of 16 digits. The company only asks of 10 just to try pulling up the account that's being charged since we've tried all the other options.
Right.
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go by the door. So the bank, the fraud prevention people I just spoke with, told me to call them back after I spoke with you guys.
Hi.
And they would call and figure it out for me if I couldn't get any results. So I have to ask them, should I give out, because they're the ones that alerted me that there was a charge and they didn't want to authorize it because they didn't know if it was a legitimate place. So I feel like I should maybe call them back like they suggested and have them call and figure this out.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, because I've tried all of the information. Even when they call, they're gonna we're gonna go through the same protocol, and we're gonna ask them if we can't get your name, your phone number, your zip code. We're gonna ask them for the last digits of your card as well.
Okay. Well, the bank, you know, then I feel comfortable with the bank giving it to you, because then I have some kind of recourse. Okay, honey. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support.
My pleasure. Stay safe, honey. Thank you.